Chapter 32. I expected an argument. Embot would have argued. But this drone wasn't him. It wasn't a true AI, and so could follow my instructions without thinking of the implications. We felt the series of blasts, small though they were, from our room. The other pilots began to murmur nervously. "Keep shooting," I sent to the drone. "Avoid being destroyed." Affirmative. The warning sirens turned frantic, and a voice piped over the PA, reverberating outside our jump room as well. "There are hostile forces in engineering. Number unknown, but they're firing." Another set of blasts sounded from nearby. "Here we go," I thought. "We're under attack," I shouted to the other pilots. I leaped from my seat, swinging my pack onto my shoulder. "We need to go help," I said, throwing open the door, and scrambled out into the hallway. Though Mortimer sat stunned in their seat, Hesho needed no other confirmation. He shouted, "Kitson, to arms!" A swarm of furry little warriors on hover platforms zipped out into the hallway to join me.
"Wait," Vapor's voice said from the room. "I'm sure that the local guards can handle this."
I ignored her, barreling down the hallway. As I'd hoped, the solitary guard at the intersection to engineering had taken cover by the wall and was calling on her comm for backup. The Kral talked tough, but the truth was, this ship's crew had probably never been in combat before. "I can help," I said to the guard, "but I'll need a gun." Another series of blasts sounded from down the hallway. The Krell guard looked toward them, then back at me. A part of me was really satisfied to see how her tough persona fell away once the shooting started. I waved my hand impatiently, and the guard took out her sidearm, a small destructor pistol, and handed it to me. Then she raised her larger rifle and nodded. "Hesho, guard this hallway," I said. "Don't let anything suspicious escape through it."
"Order confirmed," Hesho said,
and the Kitson platforms formed up like a wall behind us. The Krell guard, to her credit, stood up and started down the hallway. She made a sharp cutting motion with her fingers, a kind of Krell version of "here we go." Then we passed beneath a large sign on the wall proclaiming that we'd entered engineering. I'd spent weeks trying to figure out a way to get down here, and I followed the guard with a rising sense of excitement. We turned down another hallway, and I was hit with the scent of lemons. Maybe a cleaning crew had been through recently? On the wall was a sign: "No non-essential personnel allowed. Security clearance 1B required." The blasts were coming from a door a little farther down, but the guard stopped and turned to me. "You aren't allowed in the room," she told me. "It's against clearance rules." "Is that more important than protecting the engineering crew?" The guard actually gave it some thought, then said, "We should wait. Security details are up on deck 4 for special duty, but they should be here soon. All we need to do is make sure that whoever is in there doesn't escape." I tried to go ahead, but the guard gave me a firm gesture of forbiddance, palm out, so I settled down by the wall, holding my pistol. I set my pack on the ground. My mind was racing. How did I get the drone out of this? Any second now, this hall would flood with security guards. "Status?" I asked the drone, tapping covertly on my bracelet. "Scientists hide," the drone said. "None return fire." I scanned the hallway. "On my mark, fly out into hall. Fire 2 shots up high and don't hit anyone. Then drop gun." Affirmative. "Backpack is by wall. Quickly hide inside after dropping gun." Instructions understood. Right. I took a deep breath, then sent, "Go." Immediately, the drone, visible only as a shimmer in the air, floated out into the hallway. It fired the destructor overhead, sending the guard to the ground with a cry of fear. "It's coming for us," I shouted. Then, right as the drone dropped the gun, I fired. I'd done some time in the firing ranges, but had never thought that so much would ride on being able to hit a moving target with a pistol. My first 3 shots missed, but I managed to hit the gun right before it hit the ground.
The subsequent explosion was impressively large, sending out sparks and molten bits of metal. My shot detonated the pistol's power supply. As the loud explosion washed over us, light flashing and blinding me, I dove for the Krell guard as if to shield her from the blast. The two of us ended up in a pile on the floor. I blinked, trying to dispel the spots the bright flash had caused in my vision. Judging by how stunned the guard looked, she had suffered something similar. Eventually, she shoved me off and scrambled to her feet. "What happened?" "A drone," I said, pointing toward a scorched portion of the carpet. "I shot it down." There was no sign of the drone itself, but the destroyed pistol had left scattered debris. Klaxons continued to go off, but the absence of further shots made the guard cautiously creep forward and inspect the burned ground. "Get back to your transport room," she said. I was all too happy to do so, snatching up my backpack, which I was relieved to find heavy with the weight of the drone. The guard peeked into the engine room to check on those inside, then thought to call to me. "Leave the gun!" I dropped the pistol by the wall, then met up with Hesho right as a troop of six guards tromped past. One of them, a Dione, hollered for us to get back into our room, but fortunately, we didn't look too suspicious. Other pilots had gathered out in the hallway, confused by the warnings. We scrambled into our seats, me clutching the backpack with my contraband drone inside. I peeked into it and was shocked to see the drone. Shouldn't it be invisible? I quickly zipped the pack up and tapped to it, "Engage lunch hologram, version 2 empty container." "Holographic unit offline," it tapped back. "Explosion damaged system." Sweat trickled down the sides of my face. I was exposed. If guards demanded to inspect my bag. Eventually, the warning klaxons turned off, and I felt the weights and measures dock at Starsight. My trepidation only grew. Could I find a way to stow the drone for now on the ship? Come back for it later? There wasn't even a chance. We were ordered to make our way to the shuttle bay. I walked among a huddle of nervous pilots, noting the numerous guards in the hallway. I searched frantically for a way out and remembered the second identity that Mbot had programmed into my bracelet, the nondescript Dione hologram. Could I use that now somehow? It seemed unlikely. A mysterious Dione appearing in my place would be just as suspicious. So I slunk along, sure each step of the way that the hammer was going to fall on me. I was so focused on that, I didn't notice the irregularity until I was almost at the shuttle bay. Vapor. I couldn't smell her, and the other pilots didn't leave an opening for her like they normally did. I entered the docking bay and waited, trying to see if I could smell her. A second later, she wafted across me, a sharp smell of lemons. The same scent I'd smelled earlier in the hallway outside of engineering. She was there, in the hallway. I pulled my pack closer. "Vapor?" I asked. "Come with me," her voice snapped. "Now." I winced and, in a panic, reached out with my mind. Maybe I could hyperjump away, then find some way to come back for... No. The directions to detritus in my mind would end up with me floating out in orbit with no spacesuit, I was suddenly sure. I was trapped. "Vapor," I said. "I..."
"Now, Alanik."
I followed her scent through the room, which was actually easier than it might sound. Just as I'd worried, the guards were searching each pilot before they got onto their shuttles. An obvious precaution when a drone had been found spying here. I pulled my pack closer, sweating as I trailed behind Vapor's sharp lemon scent. We approached a sleek-looking shuttle. The door opened. Kuna, shrouded in dark robes, sat inside.
"Alanik," they said. "I believe we have some matters to discuss."
I glanced back at the rest of my flight. They were all getting in line to be searched. Morimer had turned toward me, head cocked. Other guards were approaching me, one pointing. I only had one option. I climbed into the shuttle,
with Kuna.